我想我是他们中间最年轻的一位。
But before I start the fellowship, I want to greet each and every one of you a happy new year.
但是在我开始我的信息之前，我愿意祝福每一个人新年好。
May the Lord really keep us and preserve us, that we will be a good testimony of Him on this earth today.
愿主保守我们的心智，让我们每一个人都能在这个世上做他美好的见证。
Especially in this pervert, corrupted generation, we might as well be shine. Grant us the grace that we might shine as lights in the world.
让我们在这个弯曲悖谬的时代能做一个光的见证。
Brother Philip called me last week. He said, "I want to give you an assignment."
上一周钟弟兄给我打电话说要给我一个作业。
I want you to share concerning the calling. 15 minutes.
我要你交通神的呼召15分钟。
So, okay, let's try it. Okay, let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
请大家翻到加拉太书。
Chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. I'll read it to you.
我会读一下。
But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood.
然而那把我从母腹分别出来又施恩召我的神既然乐意将他的儿子启示在我心里叫我把他传在外邦人中我就没有与属血气的人商量。
He says he called me by his grace to reveal his son in me.
主因着他的恩典来召我将他的儿子启示在我心里。
Another verse, Ephesians chapter 1:18-20.
以弗所书一章18节到20节
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ.
并且照亮你们心中的眼睛使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀并知道他向我们这新的人所信的能力是何等浩大就是照他在基督身上所应许的大能大力。
Okay, Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起有祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before thy presence, we open our hearts to you.
主今天早晨我们来到你同在的里面我们将我们的心向你打开。
Especially the first week of this new year, Lord, we want you to speak to us.
在这新年的第一周里面，我们求你向我们说话。
Causing us to see what is the hope of our calling.
主，让我们这个能够知道你的恩召有何等指望。
That we might know how to walk according to your purpose.
我们能够按照你的旨意来行事。
Lord, we pray that you bless your word.
我们求你祝福你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Concerning his calling,I feel it's a very important matter.
主的恩召是一件很重要的事情。
If we had a problem with our calling, then there will be a problem with our relationship with God and also a problem with our relationship with the brothers and sisters.
如果我们在主的恩召上面有难处，那我们在我们的侍奉和在我们和弟兄姊妹的关系当中也就会有难处。
So what to whom are we called?
我们是被神召我们去哪里？
To whom are we called?
我们去向谁?
And what is the purpose of our calling?
我们的恩召是神在他的恩召里面有什么样的指望?
Brothers and sisters, our calling is the very basic foundation of our life, of our living, and even our service.
弟兄姊妹们,我们的恩召是我们生活的基础。
You know, this is really the message of the gospel.
这是福音。
Maybe whenever we talk about Ephesians chapter 1, it seems like, oh, this is a huge revelation.
当我们读以弗所书一章的时候，我们觉得这个是一个很大的启示。
Really, it is a revelation because we should know to whom are we called.
因为我们要知道我们是被召向谁。
Brothers and sisters, we are called to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是被召向着我们的主基督耶稣。
I'll repeat it again. We are called to Him, which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是被召向我们的主基督耶稣。
This is the very basic of our calling.
这是我们恩召的基础。
And without this, then we are nothing.
如果没有这个，我们就一事无成。
And this is really the message of the gospel.
这也就是福音。
Well, remember when God created man in his own image and likeness.
当主照着他的自己的形象造人的时候。
He presented man before the tree of life.
他给了我们生命树。
Present before us the tree of life.
他向我们显示了生命树。
And this tree of life represents God Himself.
这个生命树就是神的自己。
And that God has this purpose that man might take Him as His life and take be dependent on Him as His living.
主在我们身上有这样的心意，我们就用它来作为我们自己的生命。
But man created a big mistake.
但是人犯了错。
Instead of picking the tree of life, he picked the fruit of the tree of knowledge, good and evil.
因为他没有选择生命树，而是选择了智慧树。
And because of this, he was totally separated from God.
所以因此就与神分开。
But hallelujah, God didn't stop to work.
但是哈利路亚，神并没有停止他的
工作。Man failed, God continued on to work.
人失败，但是神还是继续做。
Throughout the Old Testament until the New Testament, we see God is working.
我们从旧约到新约，我们看到神一直在做他的工作。
And in the New Testament, he became a man.
在新约里面。他来到地上，成为人的形
象。Accomplished redemptive work for us.
来救赎我们。
To pave the way that we can come back to Him.
来给我们开了一条路，我们可以回到神的那里。
Oh, this is God's redemptive, the purpose of redemptive work that we might come back to God.
这就是神的救赎，让我们有一天可以回到神的家。
Because God's purpose is that man and Him will always be one.
在神的心里，人和神应该是合一的。
And this is clearly illustrated in the parable of the prodigal son.
这就是我们可以从浪子的故事里面看到
，The prodigal son thought that to be satisfied, to be in, to enjoy the things of this world will cause him to be satisfied.
浪子他觉得他如果能够享受这世上的心，世上的一切，他的心就会满足。
So he separated himself from the father.
所以他自己要求离开父。
Enjoy all the pleasures of this world.
他享受世上最终之乐。
But one day he opened up his eyes. He said, "I have nothing."
但是有一天。他看到他一无所有。
He is bankrupt. He is naked. He is hungry. He is lonely.
他一无所有，他赤身裸体。
Is it this the our testimony today?
今天这是我们的光景。
Is it this our condition when we haven't received the Lord Jesus yet?
这是我们在接受主耶稣做我们救主之前。
When we try to enjoy all the world, yet we come out with one conclusion: vanity of vanities.
我们也许享受世上的这些东西，但是我们的感觉却是虚空的虚空。
Because nothing.Nothing can really fill that small, shallow thing in our heart.
因为这些肤浅的东西没有办法来满足我们的心。
But praise the Lord.
但是感谢主。
When that prodigal son came back to the father,
但是当浪子回到父那里的时候
，all the things that he had lost was restored back to the father.
他失去的所有这一切，父都给了他。
Oh, he was hungry. Yet when he came home, he was given that fatted calf, which represents Christ being our satisfaction.
他很饥饿，但是父给了他肥牛犊。
Before he was naked, when he came back, he had that righteous robe given to him.
他本来是赤身裸体的，但是他父却给了他上好的袍子。
Before he was contaminated by the sins of this world, but when he came back, the father gave him a new sandals.
本来他是被罪所沾污的，但是父却把鞋给了他。
Before he lost the sonship, but when he came back, he was given back his the sonship.
本来他没有孩子的名分。但是当他回家以后，他又重新得回了他儿子的名分。
Which was represented by the ring.
这就被那个戒指代表。
Brothers and sisters, how wonderful it is when we come back to God.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们能够回到那样的光景，是何等的美好。
Before we have nothing, but when we come back, we have everything.
我们本来一无所有，但是当我们回到神的那里，我们却有了一切。
But there's another prodigal son I need to mention.
但是其实还有另外一个浪子。
Oh, this is the elder son.
这个其实是那个大儿子。
When you say, brother, what are you talking about?
你也许会说，弟兄，你在说什么？
Well, if you look at the condition of the elder son, he is really a prodigal son too.
但是当你看到大儿子的光景的时候，其实他也是一个浪子。
He might be in the father working, in the father's house working so much.
他也许在父的家里做工。
Yet in him, there's dissatisfaction.
但是在他心里却没有满足。
And we can see clearly when the younger son came home, he had a bad attitude.
但是当小儿子回来的时候，大儿子却生气。
Everybody was rejoicing, saying that this boy before was dead but now live, before was lost but now found. Yet he was not happy about it.
因为所有其他的人都是欢喜快乐，因为这个小儿子是死而复活、失而又得的，但是他却生气。
But when the father asked him, "Come on, let's go and enjoy," he said, "No, father, what are you doing?"
当父跟他说，来，我们一起去欢喜快乐，他却不愿意。
He said.I worked for you so hard these many years, and you haven't given me a kid to enjoy with my friends.
我服侍你这么多年，你却没有给我一个山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同欢乐。
Brothers, that's the root of the problem.
所以你就看到这个是问题的根本。
He said, you don't give me a kid to enjoy with my friends.
因为你没有给我山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
He didn't say, you gave me a kid that I can enjoy with you, Father.
因为他没有说给我一个山羊羔，我和可以和你父亲一同快乐。
Even though he's in the father's house, but his heart is away from the father like the prodigal son.
虽然他在父的家里，但是他的心却远离他的父。
A lot of times we Christians, after you know, being saved and served the Lord for so many years, we are stressed out.
很多的时候，我们虽然得救多年，但是我们的心却不在父的那里。
We are stressed out.
哦，我们就疲倦了。
We feel so tired. We feel so dissatisfied.
我们是那样的疲倦，那样的不满意。
What's the problem?
我们的问题在哪
里？ Aren't we serving the Lord?
我们是在服侍主吗？
But the thing is, our heart is away from the Lord.
但是问题在于我们的心远离。
Because unconsciously we thought that satisfaction by serving the Lord is the matter of the success of your service or the increase of the number.
因为我们往往以为我们服侍的成功与否在于我们得救人数的多少和我们侍奉的成功与否。
Let me tell you a story about a missionary who came from Africa.
我请大家让我讲一个从非洲回来传道人的故事。
After he served the Lord for 25 years in Africa, he came home because of the physical disability.
他在非洲侍奉了25年，因着疾病的关系，他回来了。
And that same boat which he is coming riding is also the President of the United States, President Roosevelt.
他回来坐的那个船也是美国总统罗斯福所坐的同一条船。
When they came to the dock, there are a lot of balloons welcoming the President of the United States because he had 3 weeks hunting in Africa.
当他回到那个港口的时候，那个岸上有很多人来欢迎，因为那个总统在非洲打猎三个星期。
Yet when this missionary came down, no one met him.
但是当这个传道人回来的时候，却没有人去欢迎他。
And in him, he said, dissatisfied, said, Lord, I've served you for 25 years, not even one person met me. I need to take the taxi by myself.
但是他就对主说，主，我服侍你25年，却没有一个人来迎接我，我甚至要自己叫一个出租车。
The problem here is not the service, the loyalty.
但是这边的问题不在于我们的服侍，而在于我们的忠心。
The problem here is the heart.
这问题的关键在于我们的心。
Because we want the reward.
因为我们要得奖赏。
Not knowing the reward is God himself.
但是我们却不知道奖赏
就是神自己。Brothers and sisters, satisfaction comes only when God is pleased.
但是主只有主的心满足，我们才能够满足。
Satisfaction comes only when we are one with God.
当我们只有与主合一，我们才能满足。
I'm not saying that you shouldn't be a missionary if the Lord called you. Amen.
我不是说你不要成为传道人，如果神这样呼召你。
But don't forget, we are here because God calls us.
但是今天我们站在这里，是因着神的恩召。
And let us remain in Him.
所以我们要。在他的里面。
If we remain in him, then we always be satisfied.
如果我们保守我们在他的里面。
You might say, oh brother, in Romans, it is clearly said, Paul is called to be an apostle.
但是你也许会说，弟兄，在罗马书里面，保罗被召成为使徒。
Don't forget, brother, before he was called to be, Paul was first called to him.
但是在保罗成为使徒之前，他是被召进入主耶稣。
Before he was called to be, he is first called to him, to Christ.
在他成为使徒之前，他是被召到主耶稣。
And when we are called to him, there are at least four things that we will enjoy.
当我们被有恩召的时候，我们就会享受四件事。
Firstly, he says here that the eyes of your understanding might be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling.
所以第一件事就是说，照亮我们心中的眼睛，使我们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
Oh, I like this translation in Chinese. Calling means 恩召有何等的指望。
I like the Chinese translation here.
It means to say we are called by His grace.
因为我们是因着他的恩典被召。
In other words, we are called, we are redeemed because of Him and Him alone.
我们被救赎是因着他，也只是因着他。
Ephesians chapter 1 says, in Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace.
因为我们在他的里面有救赎，有恩典。
Praise the Lord. I don't want to expand more of this, but praise the Lord. We are here. We are saved because of the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们站在这样恩典的地位，是因着主的救赎。
He is the way that we can come back to the Father.
只有因着他，我们才能回到父神
那里。Secondly, that through Him and in Him, we can enjoy all the riches of the Father.
只有经着他和在他里面，我们才能够得到神的丰盛。
He said, "What that you may know what is the riches of His glory, of His inheritance in the saints."
就像这圣经里面所说的，在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
All the riches of the Father is at your disposal when we are in Him.
当我们在主耶稣里面的时候，父神所有一切的荣耀，我们都有了。
That's why Paul is so what? So confident of being the apostle.
所以保罗作为使徒是这样的有信心。
Because God, he knows God is his everything.
因为他知道神是他的一切。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 says what?
哥林多后书。哥林多后书。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God who make me able ministers of the new covenant.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Praise the Lord, without God's sufficiency, Paul is nothing, he's still Saul of Tarsus.
感谢神，因着神让保罗所能承担，所以他觉得
without God's sufficiency,
如果不是因着神，
Paul is still the Saul of Tarsus.
所以他还是大树的保罗。
But praise the Lord, when he come to him and remain in him, all the sufficiency he needs, God supplied him.
但是当他来到神的里面的时候，神就承担了他所有一切。
Thirdly, we can enjoy experience the greatness of His power.
第三，我们能够经历他的大能。
Brothers and sisters, I tell you, after being a Christian, it is not a smooth sailing.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我告诉你，当你成为基督徒以后，你也许不会一帆风顺。
If you had a concept after I believe in Jesus Christ, I will have smooth sailing, everything will be okay, I will be rich, that is a false doctrine.
如果你觉得你信主以后就会一帆风顺，能够富有，那是一个错误的。
We will encounter problems. We will encounter persecution. We will encounter tribulation. We will have all kinds of, you know, things that is not good.
我们会有难处，会有失恋，会有一些不好的事情。
But hallelujah, in Him we can experience the greatness of His power because in us is the resurrected life of Christ.
但是感谢主，在他里面我们有他的大能，因为我们里面有主耶稣复活的生命。
In Him we can overcome and continue to overcome.
在他的里面我们可以得胜，再得胜。
Lastly, we have the hope.
我们有指望。
Oh, what is the hope? The hope of His coming back.
这指望就是回到父神那里。
Oh, the hope of the worldly people today is in this world which is collapsing.
今天人在地上的指望会崩溃。
But our hope is in the eternal kingdom.
但是我们的指望在于那永远的国。
That's why we're not afraid of death.
所以我们不怕死。
When death comes knocking at the door.
当死亡来敲我们门的时候
，To the worldly people, they are afraid. To them, it's the end.
在对这些人来说，这地上的人，在地上的人来说，这是他们的结束。
But to us, death is the beginning.
但是对我们来说，这是我们一个新的开始。
It is our stepping stone towards glory.
这是我们进入恩典荣耀的。
Maybe, Brian, you might say, Brian Lawrence, you are going to extreme. I'm not.
有人也许会说，弟兄。你也许有点极端，但是我不是。
There is a sister named Ethel Waters, a famous gospel singer in the 20th century.
有一个很有名的姊妹 Ethel Waters, 她是一个福音诗歌的歌手。
After the San Francisco earthquake, Brother Cliff Barrows, the conductor of the Billy Graham Crusade, went to visit her.
在旧金山大地震以后，格里汉弟兄的
visit her.
格里汉弟兄的指挥的那个弟兄去。访问他
The first question, are you afraid when there is an earthquake?
他就问他地震的时候你是不是害怕
So I'm not afraid, I even asked her why I'm still here.
他说我一点都不害怕我甚至都问主为什么我还在这里
I want to go home.
我愿意回到天家
Yes, why? Because he had that hope of glory.
因为他有着那个荣耀的盼望
Brother and sister, that hope that is in our sister is also in us.
这样的指望在我们的姊妹的心里也在我们的里面
Don't put our heart on the things in this world today.
不要把我们的心让这个地上的事占据。
It's going.
这些会
And that eternal kingdom is coming.
这些会离去，但是永久的国就要来。
May we answer His call today.
让我们来，每一个人都来回应。
Oh, I like the gospel music, the gospel songs, southern gospel songs in the chorus.
我喜欢有一首福音的诗歌。
He said, going home, there is nothing that can hold me here. I had a glance of that heavenly land.Praise God, I'm going home.
我要回家，要回家，因为我已经看到天家是如此的荣耀。
No, there is nothing that can hold me here.
这个地上没有任何一件事情。
I catch a glimpse of that heavenly land. Praise God, I'm going home.
因为我已经看到天家是何等的美好。 感谢主，我要回家。
This is our hope, brothers and sisters.
这是我们的指望。
Let us answer His call.
让我们来回应他的恩召。
You know, when we answer His call, we have redemption.
当我们回应他恩召的时候，我们就有救赎。
We have the forgiveness of sin.
我们的罪被赦免。
We can enjoy God's riches.
我们能够享受神的大能。
We have this resurrected life to overcome every kind of circumstances that is put before us.
我们就要这样一个新的生命来得胜。
And lastly, we have His hope.
最后我们有他的。
I want to echo the same thing as our brother Dale shared last 2 weeks ago.
我愿意回应啊，迪尔弟兄上个星期和大家所交通的。
Christ is our starting point.
主耶稣是我们的起点。
He called us to Him.
他召我们来救他。
I want to add another thing.
我愿意提一下另外一件事。
Christ is also our end point.
主耶稣也是我们的终点。
He is the start. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
他是 Alpha 也是 Omega.
Let us come to Him.
我们来救他。
Let us remain in Him.
我们来保守我们。
For we are called to Him.
因为我们是被召来救他。
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brother, sister.
我也同样的领受弟兄的托付。
I was also given this responsibility.
也只有15分钟。
And I only have 15 minutes.
但是我的题目呢，是接着弟兄刚刚的题目啊，一样，主给我们的呼召，要我们来与他同负轭。
And my topic is the same as our brother, that we are called by the Lord and to take upon His yoke.
所以刚弟兄告诉我们，我们的主是我们的起点，他也是我们的终点。
And our brother just shared that Christ should be our beginning and also be our end.
那今天我们在地上，那主要接我们到天上。
So today we are living on earth and Christ is in heaven.
那这个 between, 这中间我们要怎么办？
So in between, what do we do?
我们如何能够来朝着这个标杆，朝着这个荣耀的盼望来往前？
How can we go towards this goal and march forward?
所以呢，我的负担是交通十字架。
So my burden is also to share about the cross.
就是主呼召我们来与他同负轭。
And that is the Lord call us to take His yoke.
我都觉得这个负担很难。
I feel that this burden is very difficult.
因为我相信在我们中间每一位弟兄姐妹，关于十字架的真理不知道听了多少。
Because I believe all the brothers and sisters has heard many message about the cross.
那我就在主面前祷告，那这15分钟我能够做什么呢？
So I pray to the Lord, what can I do in these 15 minutes?
我想如果能够借着这样的分享来交通主的话语，让我们弟兄姐妹能够一起来答应主的呼召。
But I think if we can use these 15 minutes to consider the Lord's calling and respond to it.
就是每一个蒙恩的儿女，我们愿意来答应主的呼召。
And that is every blessed child of God, we will respond to God's calling.
在主还给我们这个机会的里头，在这时间的里头，我们来与主同负一轭。
While God still gives us time and opportunity that we will take His yoke,
我想我的使命就完成了。
Then I have done my job.
但这工作不是靠着我能够说的弟兄姐妹就能够答应主的呼召。
And it is not by my words or by your listening that we can respond to this calling.
这几天我姐妹一直提醒我。
My wife keep remind me.
他说你只有十五分钟。
You only have 15 minutes.
你不需要准备一篇信息。
So you don't need to prepare a sermon.
但是呢，我没有完全听从。
But forgive me, I did not listen to her completely.
所以昨天就把一篇信息呢，就 email 寄给我们弟兄。
So I send a sermon message to my brother last night.
我觉得是蛮丰富的。
And I thought it's very abundant.
但今天早上啊，主就把我都 scratch out.
But this morning, the Lord erased all the message.
实在弟兄姐妹不需要在一篇的道或是信息。
Because I believe, brothers and sisters, we do not need another message or a sermon.
我们实在是需要听见主的呼召。
But we need to hear God's calling.
答应主的呼召。
Respond to His calling.
来跟随主。
And to follow Him.
感谢主，主虽然把我那个信息给涂抹掉了。
Praise the Lord, even though He erased my sermon.
那主还把一句话还留给我。
But he gave me one word.
所以早晨就愿意和弟兄姐妹一起来思想这一段这一句主的话语。
So I want to share with you this portion.
在马太福音第十一章。
Can we turn to Matthew chapter 11?
在新约圣经马太福音第十一章
The first gospel in the New Testament
我, chapter 11, 我就从第二十八读到第三十节
From verse 28 to 30
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来我就使你们得安息
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest
我心里柔和谦卑你们当负我的轭学我的样式这样你们心里就必得享安息
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me for I am gentle and humble in heart and you shall find rest for your souls
因为我的轭是容易的我的担子是轻省的
For my yoke is easy and my load is light
这一段是主耶稣对我们的呼召
And this is the callingto us from our Lord Jesus.
在这里我们看见主向着我们有两个呼召。
And we see there that there are two callings in this scripture.
其实可以说是一个呼召。
But actually it can be categorized as just one.
第一就是在第二十八节说到我这里来。
First is in verse 28, come to me.
第二就是在第二十九节你们当负我的轭。
Second is in verse 29, take my yoke upon you.
刚弟兄告诉我们，主呼召我们要来进入他的自己。
The brother just shared with us that the Lord calls us to abide and to enter into him.
那我们进入主的自己，我们做什么呢？
When we enter into the Lord, what's our purpose?
当我们回到创世纪起头，我们看见当人被造了以后。
Then we need to go back to Genesis when men were first created.
我们人在地上所过的第一个日子
The first day to man
就是进入神的安息
is the rest of God.
因为在神六日创造他一切创造了完成他的工作之后
After six days, God created the world and everything.
神就安息
God rested.
所以对受造的人来讲我们在地上的过的第一个日子乃是进入神的安息
So to the men who are created on the sixth day, the first day to men is God's resting day.
而在那个安息的里头，我们才从神领受他的托付。
And it is in God's rest that we receive God's calling.
来管理，来看守神所造的一切。
That we receive God's entrustment that we're to watch and care for everything that he created.
对我们今天在基督里新造的人也是一样。
To us who are new creation in Christ, it's also the same.
其实神借着在基督里造了我们
That God has created us as new creation in Christ
我们成了在基督里新造的族类
We become a new creation
我们的起点也是在这个安息里头
So our starting point should also be in God's rest
无论是我们的生活
Whether it be our life
我们的工作
Our job
我们在地上属灵的征战
Or our the spiritual warfare,
我们的服事
our service,
都应该从这个安息开始。
It should begin with God's rest.
我想到在上上一次魏弟兄和我们所交通到要抓住机会。
I remember Brother Wade last week shared with us that we are to take hold of opportunity.
弟兄提醒我们，我们在回到起点之后，我们下一步该如何走
？Brother remind us after we return to the starting point.What's our next the step?
我就想到这几个天我在思想弟兄所提到的三个人物以斯帖玛利亚和腓力
And I remember the three characters mentioned by our brother Esther, Mary, and Philip
他们三个人都抓住那个机会
All three of them grab hold of the opportunity
他们抓住机会做什么呢
What did they do?
我们发现他乃是抓住机会来负主的轭
We discover that they take hold of the opportunity to take the Lord's yoke upon them.
主的轭是什么
？So what is God's yoke?
主的轭就是他的十字架。
The Lord's yoke is His cross.
他的十字架就是遵行天父的旨意。
And the cross means to obey Father's will.
这是我们从主所领受的一个呼召。
And this is also the calling that we receive from the Lord.
主召我们来与他同负一轭。
God calls us to take the same yoke upon us.
在这里，我们刚刚读的圣经当中告诉我们，第一个主呼召我们说到他这里来，他使我们得安息。
In the verse that we just read, The Lord says, come to me and I will give you rest.
神的话告诉我们，我们得救乃是在乎归回安息，得力乃是在乎平静安稳。
The Lord's word tell us that we are saved by His words, and we have the strength because we have peace within.
在这里，主呼召我们说到他这里来。
And the Lord's calling here is come to me.
他使我们得安息。
He is the one that will give us rest.
但是我们对这句话，我们产生有一个问题。
So we might have a question towards this verse.
我们发现，当我们蒙恩了以后，我们的确来到主的面前。
We discover that after we are saved, we do come before the Lord.
我们也从主领受了他所应许那个安息。
And we also have received the rest in the Lord.
但当我们要跟随主走这一条属天的道路的时候
，But as we try to follow the Lord on this heavenly path,
我们却发现这个十字架似乎是一个重担。
We discover that the cross seems to be a heavy burden.
我发现十字架的道路非常的不好走。
And we discover that the way of the cross is very difficult to walk.
所以在这里我们的经历当中似乎与主的话语是相矛盾的。
So our experience seems to contradict God's word.
我们在地上，我们当我们来跟随主的时候，我们发现这个十字架在我们身上似乎是一个重担，是一个劳苦。
From our experience, we seem to find that the cross is heavy and it's a laborsome and it's difficult.
我们也没有办法在地上的经历当中来享受主所应许我们的安息。
And then it becomes very difficult for us to enjoy the rest that's in Christ.
那我们的问题是什么？
So what's the problem?
在第29节这边告诉我们。
In verse 29 it tells us,
主耶稣说，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
It says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
这样你们心里就必得享安息。
And you shall find rest for your souls.
这边特别是讲到我们的魂能够享受在主里的安息。
Here it particular talk about our souls shall rest in the Lord.
在圣经神的话告诉我们，不可以用驴和牛一起来跟负轭来耕田。
In the Old Testament, we know that the Lord does not allow oxen and donkey to bear the same yoke to plow the field.
因为那驴和牛的生命是不相称的。
Because ox and a donkey, their life are different.
驴的生命是很野。
The donkey is wild.
牛的生命是很温顺的。
But the oxen, they are gentle.
这就是为什么我们在地上，我们来负主的轭的时候，我们觉得是那样的不容易。
And this is the reason why we come to take the Lord's yoke, we find it difficult.
因为在我们里面那亚当的旧生命。
Because in us, we still have the life of Adam.
它就像那驴的生命。
The old Adam, that's like the donkey.
它是野的。
It's wild.
它是不能顺服。
And it's a disobedient.
它是刚硬。
And it's hardened.
是一个骄傲的灵。
And it's prideful.
当我们这样子来与主同负轭的时候，
So when we come to bear the Lord's yoke,
我们发现我们没有办法来与主同行。
We discover that we cannot walk with the Lord.
因为我们不愿意顺服。
Because we don't have obedience.
所以呢，那农夫呢，就会在那个轭的后面呢，就会放一个刺。
So behind the yoke, the Lord will put the farmer will put the throne.
呀，当这个不顺服的这个那个牛哈，如果他来踢刺的时候呢，他就会受伤。
So if an oxen that's a disobedient, it will kick against the throne and it will be injured. Thorn.
但感谢主，今天因着我们相信主耶稣，神已经把他的生命赐给了我们。
But we thank the Lord. Today we have believed in Jesus, and He has given us His life.
所以在我们里头有与主耶稣同样的生命。
So in us, we have the same life as Christ.
就是农夫他们平常在为什么他们在耕种的时候呢？他会把那个轭呢放在两只牛的身上。
So that is why when the farmer is tilling the field, he will put the yoke upon two oxen.
一只呢是比较有经验的老牛，一只呢是比较幼嫩的新牛。
One is more experienced ox, and the other one is younger and inexperienced.
把两只牛放在同一个轭的底下。
But when two of them are placed under the same yoke,
那当这只老牛呢在那里负责这个轭往前走的时候
，When the older one is take upon the yoke and move forward,
这个年轻的牛呢，它不懂。
The younger oxen does not understand.
但是呢，它因为与这个老牛同负一轭
，But because it is upon the same yoke.
他就渐渐的能够来观察这老牛是如何在地上来行走那条道路。
It will observe the other ox about how to trot on this path.
渐渐的，这只新的年轻的牛呢，他也知道如何来与这只老牛一同负这个轭。
And gradually, this young, inexperienced ox will know how to carry the yoke with the other ox.
这是在我们身上主所做的工作。
And this is the Lord's work in our life.
一方面，我们从主的话语，我们看见我们主耶稣在地上33年，他是如何过他在地上的生活。
From the Lord's word, we do know how he lived his life for 33 years on this earth.
一方面，主借着圣灵住在我们里头，来感动，来带领我们。
And also through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, God moves us and leads us.
以来与主耶稣同负他的轭。
So that we'll be taking the yoke with Christ.
所以刚开始我们会觉得主的轭是非常不容易。
So initially, we might find the yoke of the Lord is not easy.
那个问题是，如果我们还是靠着我们亚当天然的生命要来负主的轭，那是不可能的。
And the problem is because we try to take the yoke upon us with the life of Adam, and that is impossible.
但在这里，主的话说，他心里柔和谦卑。
But here the Lord says, He is gentle and humble in heart.
当我们是在靠着主耶稣的生命，我们来这样子来与主同负一轭的时候
，When we take the yoke with the life of Christ in us,
我们就会发现主的轭的确是容易的。
Then we discover that the Lord's yoke is easy.
他的担子是轻省的
，And his load is light.
在两个多月前，神带领我结束了我在 Enron 公司七年的最后一个日子。
About 2 months ago, the Lord has let me come to the end of my 7 years at Enron.
在那段时间当中，实在经历了主许多的恩典和奇妙的带领。
In this period of time, I truly experienced God's grace and His leading.
如果就着人的想法
，If we think according to man，
在那段时间。我很有可能会像以斯帖当日一样，心中有一个害怕。
I might be like Esther and have fear in my heart.
我害怕，那没有前途如何
？I'm afraid for my future.
或许在这段时间，我也可能像当日与玛利亚同在那里，当玛利亚用膏膏主耶稣的时候。
And I might also be like Mary when she anoint the Lord with a precious oil.
她因着爱主。他把那极贵的真拿香膏浇在主的头上。
Because of her love for the Lord, she pour out the precious the alabaster jar of oil on the Lord.
但在周围有一些人呢，他们在那里计算那个香膏太不值得。
But there are people around her who are counted that such act is not worthy.
或是像当日的腓力一样。
Or I might be like Philip on that day.
腓力在撒玛利亚那里兴旺主的福音。
How Philip was reviving the gospel in Samaria.
非常的成功。
And it was very successful.
他或许可以很满意在那里自己的工作。
He might be satisfied with the work.
但是当主呼召他的时候，他却离开那里到旷野去。
But when the Lord called upon him, he left there and went into wilderness.
这些是我们都有可能常常所面临的一个挑战，在我们愿意负主轭的过程当中。
When we are willing to respond to God's calling to take His yoke, these might be the challenges that we face.
所以感谢主的恩典，带领我能够经过那七年与主同负轭的经历。
But I thank the Lord for His grace that through the 7 years, I learned to take the yoke with Him.
我记得当10月31号我行完神所带领我在 Enron 的最后一个日子。
I remember that on October 30th, on the last day of my work at Enron.
从外面看来，我与许多被资遣的人的遭遇是类似的。
Hourly, I might look exactly like anyone who got laid off.
那天啊，我也是捧着两个纸箱子离开办公室。
I carried two boxes with me when I left the office.
但是那一天，我深深的记得。
But on that day, I truly remembered.
我心中却充满了安息。
My heart's filled with peace.
并且享受那安息中的平安和喜乐。
And I truly enjoy of the peace and joy that's in God's rest.
我经历到主的话说，他的轭是容易的，他的担子是轻省的。
And I just experienced God's word saying that His yoke is easy and His burden is light.
那个安息是在地上用千万金银都换不到的。
And that rest is truly something that cannot be purchased by all the gold in the world.
弟兄姐妹，主的话是真实的。
Brother, sister, the Lord's word is true.
他说他的轭是容易，他的担子是轻省。
He says that his yoke is easy and his load is light.
我记得当那一天我离开我办公的地方的时候，
I remember that day when I left the office.
我心里没有羞辱。
In my heart there is no shame.
只有神的荣耀。
But just filled with God's glory.
我心里没有一点埋怨。
And there are no murmuring or complaint.
只有向着神的赞美。
But I only praise the Lord.
就请愿在这新的一年当中，我们一同的来答应主的呼召。
Brother, sister, may in this new year that we will respond to God's calling.
我们来负他的轭。
That we'll take his yoke.
我们学他的样式。
And we learn from him.
我们真正能够在这条奔走天路的当中，我们能够来享受经历主的安息。
So that while we are running on this heavenly path, we will enjoy of his rest and his peace.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早上好。
My assigned topic is to share about, to have fellowship about this matter of a call to the house of God.
我被指定的交通的话题是说神的恩召召我们进入他的家。
Brothers shared about the call unto himself, also call to yoke with him.
弟兄已经交通到了我们的恩召来救主耶稣和恩召来和他同负一轭。
So brothers have shared so far regarding individuals walk with the Lord.
所以我们弟兄已经交通到我们与主同行。
So but this matter
个人与主同行。
But this matter of call to the house of God is the corporate matter.
但是当我们有主的召呼恩召来进入他的家的时候，我们是有一个集体的恩召。
It's also a very, very broad subject.
也是一个很大的话题。
So this morning I have 15 minutes.
所以今天早晨我有15分钟。
I remember one time my daughter told me, she said, I like Brother so and so's sharing.
有一次我女儿告诉我说我喜欢某某弟兄的交通。
I then asked why. And then she provided explanation. She said, when this brother shared, I always try to flip the different pages because he quoted many verses.
我就问他为什么，他就说因为这个弟兄交通的时候他会用到圣经里面很多的经节，所以我需要经常的翻圣经。
It's not because my daughter enjoyed verses, it's simply because she said it kept her awake.
她说我女儿不是仅仅是因为喜欢翻圣经，因为翻圣经的话就让她可以保持清醒。
So this morning we will flip many pages through the Bible.
所以今天早晨我们也需要翻很多的圣经。
So this matter of calling onto the house of the Lord, remind me about Brother Dell shared about go to the beginning of the Lord's.
这个神的恩召来
让我们进入他的家这个话题，然后回想起那个戴尔弟兄跟我们交通的回到神的起点。
This morning, Brother Lawrence shared about the Lord is our, also our end.
今天早晨 ，Lawrence 弟兄也跟我们交通到，主也是我们的终点。
Then, Brother James shared about the Lord is not from the beginning and also to the end. He is also in between.
但是刚刚温弟兄也跟我们交通到，主不但是我们的起点、终点，他也一路与我们同行。
So this, when we consider this matter of call onto the house of God, we have to keep this in view that our Lord Christ is not only the beginning, not only the end, He is also in between.
当我们来思想神的恩召让我们进入他的家的时候，我们也要想到主不但是我们的起点，是我们的终点，他也是我们一路同行，从起点直到终点。
So the first verse came to my mind is from Isaiah 66, verse 1.
我想到的第一个经节是以赛亚书66章一节。
The Lord said, Heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool, but where is the house you built for me, and where can I find rest?
以赛亚书六十六章一节，耶和华如此说：天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。你们要为我在哪里是我安息的地方
？From this verse, it clearly tells about our Lord's desire.
这里主向我们显示了他的心意。
He has the whole universe as his dominion.
主掌管世上万有。
But he would like to limit himself to dwell in the house of the Lord.
但是他愿意只是安息在主的自己的家里。
And find complete rest.
只有在那里才能得到完全的安息。
The only rest our Father can find rest is for the bride of his Son.
在只有他儿子的心腹那里，我们的神才能得到安息。
Another verse.Come to my mind about the first mention of the house of the Lord is in Genesis chapter 28.
另一个经节是第一次提到神的殿，是在创世纪二十八章
，verse 17.
二十八章十七节。
This is about Jacob. Jacob ran away from Esau, and one night while he was sleeping.There was a vision of the Lord. The vision came in the form of a ladder.
雅各从以扫那里逃离，有一天他在晚上睡觉，就看到这样一个异象。
It's about the ladder.
就看到一个梯子。
Then in verse 17,
在十七节里面
，He was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven."
就惧怕说，这地方何等可畏！这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
So here, not only mentioned about the house of God. Later on, he named the place Bethel.
这里他不但提到神的殿，他后来就把这个地方命名叫伯特利。
Interestingly enough, he also mentioned this is a gate of heaven.
所以他这里也说到很有趣的是，这是天的门。
Therefore, from Gospel according to John chapter 1, we recognize the Lord explained himself what it is this matter of gate of heaven.
所以就像约翰福音一章里面所说的，解释到天的门。
Our Lord Christ Jesus, He is that ladder.
我们的主耶稣就是那个梯子。
So here we come to this meditate upon this matter of house of God. We have to recognize this matter of Christ is the gate of heaven.
所以当我们来思想神的殿的时候，我们也要想到主耶稣就是天的门。
Yeah, so these two verses from Isaiah 66:1 and from Genesis 28:17, this gives us the idea about the Lord's heart and Christ himself is the very beginning related to this house of God.
所以这两个经节，以赛亚书六十六章和创世纪二十八章，就我们可以看到神的心和主耶稣是天的门。
The reality of a house of God established, recorded in the Bible can be traced from the Israelites' history.
神殿的起始在圣经里面可以让我们看到是在以色列人的历史当中的起点。
Let's consider a few facts described in the Bible.
我们来思想圣经里面所提到的几件事。
First, we look at the Jacob, their family, and went to Egypt.
首先我们可以看雅各他和他的全家去埃及。
Then after 400 years, the Lord delivered them out of Egypt.
400年以后，神带领他们出了埃及。
They went in as a family, they came out as a nation.
他们去的时候是一家，出来的时候是一个国。
So here in the book of Exodus, you find a very short description about how the Lord led Israelites out of Egypt.
所以在出埃及里记里面，我们会看到一个短的描述，描述以色列人怎么出埃及。
But on the other hand, you see a quite large proportion of description of the tabernacle.
但是很大的一部分却是来描述那个帐幕。
You see, this is the matter of what is in the Lord's heart. The Lord's heart is on His house of the Lord.
所以我们可以看到，神的心其实是在他的家、他的殿的上面。
Then we see how Israelites, when we consider Lord's mercy and His faithfulness, we also see, on the other hand, the unfaithfulness of the fallen man.
所以我们来思想神的信实和恩典的时候，我们也可以看到堕落的人的不信实。
As a result, the whole generation perished in the wilderness.
所以我们看到整个一代人在旷野里面游荡。
Then the Lord raised up the next generation to deliver them into the promised land, the land of flowing with milk and honey.
所以神把下一代的人从旷野带出来，进入那流奶与蜜之地。
That is to enjoy the riches of Christ as we know it today.
所以他们就能享受我们今天所知道的神的丰富。
That's On the one hand, we see the faithfulness of the Lord to the house of God. But on the other hand, we also, again, in the promised land, we see the unfaithfulness of Israelites.
所以我们一方面可以看到神的信实，另一方面，即使在那个神的应许之地，我们也可以看到人的不信实和堕落。
Because of the worshipping of idols, the Lord caused the Israelites to be captured by Babylonian, so therefore they have we call Babylonian captivity.
因着人的堕落，神就允许这些以色列人被掳去巴比伦。
So after 70 years, the Lord again showed His mercy.
七十年以后，神又一次向他们显明他的恩典。
Then, as we learned from the book of Haggai and also Ezra.
我们可以看从哈该书我们可以看到
they were 42,360 Israelites. They answered the call.
有四万个以色列人来回答神的呼召。
Last week, brother shared about the seize the opportunity to be aligned with God's calling.
上一个星期魏弟兄交通道抓住每一个机会来响应神的恩召。
This remnants of 42,360, they were called out of Babylonian captivity.
这些所谓的被掳去巴比伦的42,360人。
They were the remnants.
他们是余下的人。
If we read the Haggai chapter 1 verse 14, it will tell us about the condition of them.
如果我们读哈该书一章十四节。
So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit, all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God.
耶和华激动犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下百姓之心，他们就来为万军之耶和华他们的神，他们神的殿做工。
Here mentioned about the remnant of remnant includes at the time include priests, Levites, singers, gatekeepers and many temple servants.
这里剩下百姓的就包括利未人、祭司、看守神殿的人。
Of course, they sacrifice a lot to go from a very comfortable in their comfort zone in Babylon and to go to the desolate place called Jerusalem.
他们从他们很舒服的在巴比伦的住处去回到耶路撒冷这个废墟那里，他们做了很大的牺牲。
In this particular verse, Haggai chapter 1, verse 14, also mentioned about Zerubbabel and Joshua.
在这哈该书一章十四节里面提到所罗巴伯和约书亚。
Zerubbabel is a type of Christ, as mentioned in chapter 2, Haggai chapter 2, verse 23.
在哈该书一章二章。
23. Zerubbabel and Joshua is a, like represent the Christ.
在这里，所罗巴伯和约书亚就预表主耶稣。
So you see here the remnants returned, but there is also mentioned about the Zerubbabel and Joshua in the midst of them.
所以这里不但提到剩下的百姓，也提到所罗巴伯。
Also here we see the faithfulness of the Lord and also what would the fallen man do.
这里我们也可以看到神的信实和堕落的人的所作所为。
So the Israelites, this remnant, they had a zeal for the Lord to build the house of the Lord.
这些以色列人向着神，神的殿有热心。
But on the other hand, there were enemies work as well.
但是另外一方面也有仇敌的工作。
So they stopped the building of the temple for 16 years.
所以他们开始建殿用了16年。
So through Haggai and the Zechariah prophets, they received word and encouragement to continue the building.
但是因着先知哈该和撒加利亚，他们就得到激励。
So the very, Actually, today, I would use these two very important verses from the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, to encourage brothers and sisters.
今天我愿意用撒加利亚书四章里面很重要的两个经节来和弟兄姊妹一同勉励。
That is verse 9 and 10 from chapter 4 of Zechariah.
是撒加利亚书四章第九、第十节。
The hands of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this house, and his hands will finish it. That's verse 9.
所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这工。
And then in verse 10, For who has despised the days of small things? But this seven will be glad when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord.Which range to and fro throughout earth.
谁藐视这日的事为小呢？这七爷乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手拿线砣，就欢喜。
We learn that the Zerubbabel is a type of Christ. Here, in verse 9, mentioned about hands of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this house, and his hands will finish it.
我们知道所罗巴伯是主耶稣的预表。这里说到所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这工。
So regarding the house of the Lord, our Lord is from the very beginning. He is the beginning. He is also the end.
所以论到神的殿，我们的主是那起点，也是终点。
In between the word of encouragement is, for he in verse 10, Who has despised the day of small things?
在这些鼓励我们的经节的当中， 第十章啊、第十节，谁藐视这日的事为小呢？
Also the end of this verse, these are the eyes of the Lord which range to and fro throughout the earth.
这而且在最后，这七眼乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地。
What is the Lord looking for? As the answer is described in the center of this particular verse, there's the hand of Zerubbabel carry a plumb line.
那这里耶和华的眼睛要看什么呢？在这个经节的当中，是所罗巴伯手拿的线砣。
What is Zerubbabel measuring? That is our Lord measuring us with what?
那我们所罗巴伯或者说我们的主耶稣是怎么样来衡量我们呢？
The Lord measure us according to measure of Christ.
他衡量我们是以主耶稣为标准。
So this is a very practical verse in described in over here because it mentioned who has despised the day of small things.
所以这是一个很实际的经节，因为这里说到谁藐视这日的事为小呢？
I'm very thankful. Often see brother clean the bathroom in different buildings.
我往往在我看到弟兄在清洁厕所的时候，我就心里面充满了感激。
Sister is serving in the kitchen.
我同样也是看到姊妹在厨房的服侍。
But who can despise the day of small things?
但是谁能藐视这事为小呢？
The eye of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, always looking into these things.
神的眼，神的圣灵会看到所有这一切。
And the finally the verse describe, of course the verse in Ephesians 5:25-27 mention about the Lord sanctify us to be His bride.
以弗所书二十五章二十七五章二十六节。
Yeah, it's about the Lord sanctify us with.Washing of water with His word.
这里说到要用水接着道把教会洗净。
The last verse that I'd like to share with brothers and sisters is from Revelation 21, verse 22.
最后我要交通的一个经节是启示录二十一章二十二节。
Here it says, "I saw no temple in it."
我未见城内有殿。
So here we fellowship regarding this matter of the house of God.
今天我们交通到神的殿。
Call to the house of God.
恩召进入神的殿。
But here we see, I saw no temple in it.
但是这里我们看到我未见城内有殿。
But the Lord's word is, the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are His temple.
但是神的话语其实是因主神全能者和羔羊为神的殿。
So the Lord is not looking for a physical house of God to build with brick and with concrete.
但是神并不是看一个用砖石块所建持的殿。
So the Lord God, the Lamb are His temple.
因为羔羊就是殿，就是神的殿。
So the Lord, our call unto the house of God, He is not only the beginning, He is also the end. He is also in between.
所以神召恩召让我们进入他的殿，他不但是起点，他不但是终点，他也与我们一起同在。
I thank the Lord.
神，他是一位呼召我们的神。
Our Lord is the one who calls.
所以我们知道，从亚当一犯罪，神对他讲的第一句话就是。
So we know, ever since the fall of Adam, the first word that God said to Adam is,
你在哪里？
Where are you?
你在哪里？
Where are you?
我们感谢主，他一直用他的慈爱来呼召我们。
So we truly thank the Lord because He called us with His gracious love.
在这新年的第一个主日，神也要来问我们你在哪里。
So on this first Sunday of the year, God is also calling to us, where are you?
我们感谢主，神 从前面几位弟兄交通，我们知道神呼召我们进入他的自己。
So we thank the Lord that through the brothers' sharing, we know that the Lord calls us to enter into Him.
神呼召我们与他一同负轭。
He calls us to take His yoke.
神呼召我们进入神的家。
He calls us to enter to His household.
神还要呼召我们每一个人都成为得胜者。
And He also wants to call us so everyone can become overcomer.
所以我愿意用一点点的时间，我们交通到得胜者的两方面。
So I want to share with you two aspects of the overcomer.
第一个，什么是得胜者
？First, who are the overcomers?
第二个，如何成为得胜者
？And second, how you can become overcomer?
神在历世历代都在呼召得胜者。
Throughout the generations, God is always calling.
到末了的时候，他更是要呼召得胜者。
And especially in the end time, He is calling for overcomers.
我们看见，使徒约翰在启示录。他受圣灵的感动，写信给亚细亚的七个教会，在每一个教会，他都呼召得胜者。
We saw that the revelation to Apostle John, and that was recorded in the book of Revelation. God's calling for seven churches is to call the overcomers.
我们现在已经进到最后的时间。
And today we are living in the end time.
神对的老底家教会也来呼召得胜者。
God also calls for the overcomer in the church of Laodicea.
我们都很熟悉老底家教会的情形。
I think we are all familiar with the condition of the church in Laodicea.
那就是不冷不热的情形，自以为富足，但是在神眼里面却是属灵里面却是困苦贫穷、瞎眼赤身的。
And that is the church in Laodicea. They are lukewarm. They are neither hot or cold.And they thought they are rich and become wealthy. Yet in the Lord's eyes, they are naked and poor and miserable, blind and naked.
所以神对老底家教会就发出这样的呼召。
So God's calling to the church of Laodicea is this.
在启示录三章十八节。
In Revelation 3, verse 18.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子。
I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire.
那就代表那是经过试验的信心
，and that represents the faith that has gone through trials.
又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身，的羞耻不自露出来。
And white garments, so that we may clothe ourselves, so that our shame of nakedness may not be revealed.
神要我们穿上他公义圣洁的袍子，叫我们的行为，也是这样公义圣洁。
So the white garment is the righteousness of God. We are to put on the righteousness of God, so our deeds will be fitting to the calling.
还要买眼药，擦你的眼睛，使你能看见，叫我们有属灵的认识。
So we are also to buy the eye salves to anoint our eyes, so that in the spirit we may see.
我们来一起看三章二十一节。
And let us read Revelation 3:21 together.
呀，我们一起来读三章二十一节。
Revelation 3:21.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。我们知道，主他在这末世的时候一直在呼召得胜者。
We know that at the end time, God is calling out to the overcomers.
在这一节圣经里面有两个重要的词。
In this verse, there are two important words.
一个是得胜者。
One is overcome.
一个是宝座。
And one is throne.
我们再来看启示录十二章。
And if we can turn to Revelation chapter 12.
我们在这里看到约翰看见天上有一个大异象，就是有一个妇人身披日头，脚踏月亮，头戴十二星的冠冕。她怀孕的那在生产中，艰难中，疼痛呼叫。
And here John saw a great sign appear in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, the moon, and under her feet, and on her head a crown of twelve stars. And she was with child, and she cried out, being in labor and in pain to give birth.
第五节我们一起来读。
And verse 5, let's read it together.
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来用铁杖辖管万国的，他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。在这里我们也看见有两个词，两个非常重要。
And here there are also two words that are important.
一个是男孩子，
one is a male child，
一个是宝座，
and one is throne.
这跟启示录三章是互相呼应的。
This is echoing the chapter 3 in Revelation.
这男孩子就是讲到得胜者。
This male child is talking about the overcomers.
得胜者在哪里呢？
Where are the overcomers?
得胜者将来坐在宝座上。
Overcomer will be sitting on the throne.
从一个角度来讲，这个妇人是代表预表着教会。
From one aspect, this woman, she represents church.
教会普遍来说是软弱的。
Generally, the church is weak.
但是神在教会里面要呼召得胜者。
But God is still calling to overcomers.
得胜者是刚强的。
The overcomers, they are strong.
那我们会问说，那其他人怎么办？
Then we might ask, what about others?
在启示录的第十二章，第十七节里面就提到说，那个这个龙就是讲到魔鬼，他向妇人发怒，与其他其余的儿女征战。这儿女就是，就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证的。
And if you read Revelation 12:17, here the dragon, who is the devil, was enraged with a woman and went off to make war with the rest of her offspring.Who keep the commandments of God and hold to the testimony of Jesus.
十三章七节，他这个这兽与任凭他与圣徒征战，并且得胜。
Chapter 13:7, the beast, it was given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome the saints.
所以我们看到圣徒只有两种。
So we see that there are only two types of.
一个得胜者可以胜过仇敌。
One who are overcome, that can overcome the enemy.
要不然就在幕后的时候要为仇敌所胜。
Or the other type who are overcome by the beast.
今天很多的基督徒啊，我们会觉得说，好像表面上很谦卑哈，说我做得胜者够不上。
Today there is some false perception. Some Christians will claim, "Oh, I cannot be overcomer."
我还不够这个资格。
I do not have the qualifications.
坐个宝座呢，我更不敢当。
And I dare not to sit on the throne.
我在天国里面扫地就好了。
I'll just be a sweeper in a heaven.
我们知道在天国是不需要扫地的。
But do you know they don't need sweepers?
因为天国是黄金的街道，它里面没有灰尘的。
Because in our heaven, the road is made of gold. It does not have any dust.
我们若明白神、认识神，我们就知道神呼召得胜者，其实不是为我们自己。
And we truly know that if we truly know God's calling, God calls for overcomer, not for the overcomer's sake.
Yeah, 不是为一种自私或者一个功利的一个想法。
It's not truly for any self gain or self fame.
是因为他爱我们，他愿意我们达到他心意里面完全的地步。
But it's because He loves us, so He desires to obtain the fullness of His purpose.
神把一个得胜的生命赐给我们。
So he gave us his overcoming life.
如果我们没有成为得胜者，我们就对不起神，我们就亏负神。
So if we did not become overcomer, then we truly have fall short, and we are in debt to the Lord.
那要如何才能得胜呢？
So how can we overcome?
我们要念一处的圣经，在启示录十二章第十一节。
Let's turn to Revelation 12:11.
我们一起来读启示录十二章十一节。
Let's read it together, 12:11.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。感谢主，他把一个得胜的一个道路赐给我们。
We thank the Lord because He showed us the way of the overcomer.
要怎么样成为一个得胜者呢？
How do we become overcomer?
靠着羔羊的血。
By the blood of the Lamb.
我们知道主的宝血是有功效的。
We know the blood of the Lord is powerful and effective.
我们信主，主的宝血不仅洗净我们的罪，还把一个新的生命赐给我们。
After we are saved, not only His blood cleanses all our sins, but He also gives us a new life.
我很喜欢一首诗歌，在我们诗歌本91首说：“全能是在血。”
And I really like this hymn in hymn book 91, the power in the blood.
我们在血里面有胜过罪恶辖制的一个能力。
In the blood, we have the power to overcome sin's dominion.
脱离情欲骄傲的缠累。
We can forsake the encumbrance of passions and human nature.
然后还有活水要涌流，我们可以天天来赞美神。
And also, it will give us abundant life, cause us to praise the Lord.
所以我们要支取羔羊的宝血，我们每天来支取羔羊的宝血，做一个得胜者。
So therefore, we need to receive the provisioning of the blood of lamb to become an overcomer.
第二方面，要靠着自己所见证的道。
And secondly, it's by the word of their testimony.
这里讲到说要得胜，不只靠神的道，还要讲到自己所见证的道。
Here it's telling us to overcome is not only by the word of God, but it's also by our testimony.
我们知道神的话在撒种的比喻里面，我们可以看到就像种子一样。
We know that in the parable of the seeds, God's word is, the seed is God's word.
这个种子有可能撒的时候呢，掉到路旁或凸浅石头地或者荆棘里面。
We know that the seed might fall on the wayside or in the thistles and thorns or in good soil.
但是呢，也有落在好土里面。那但是只有落在好土里面才能结实，30倍、60倍、100倍。
But only the one that fell in the good soil can bear much fruit, 30, 60, and 90 times.
神种子都是一样的。
The seed is the same.
神的道它是活泼有功效的。
The word of God is powerful, living, and effective.
但是我们要看我们怎么样来对待这个神的道。
But it depends on how we treat God's word.
我们若能够把它接在心里面，用诚实善良的心守着，我们就可以成为得胜者。
If we receive that and with truth and faith, we keep them.
大家知道在《使徒行传》19章里面记载保罗在以弗所的时候发生一件事。
And we can look at the example of Paul in Acts chapter 19 when he was in Ephesus.
那时候呢，神借着保罗行了许多的奇事，然后有一些犹太人也要效法保罗来做，要来赶鬼。
Through Paul, that God has performed much miracles, and we know that some Jews they also try to imitate Paul.
那包括犹大祭司长的士基瓦的七个儿子。
Including the seven sons of Siva, who is the Jewish chief priest.
他们去赶鬼的时候，他们说奉耶稣的名，保罗所传耶稣的名，我叫你们出来。
When they go and try to drive out the demons, they say, by the name of the Lord and the name whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out.
恶鬼回答说，耶稣我认识，保罗我也知道，你们却是谁呢？
But the evil spirit answered them, saying, Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you?
所以我们知道光光听到，光光知道主耶稣的名字是不够的。
So we know that if we merely hear the name of the Lord, that is not enough.
弟兄胜过他是要靠自己所见证的道。
The saints overcome the beast because of the word of their testimony.
所以雅各也告诉我们，勉励我们要行道，不要单单听道。
So therefore in James, he also encourages that not only we are to be hearers of the words, but we are also to be doers.
主耶稣要告诉我们，凡听见这话就去行的，要像一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
And the word of the Lord is also the same. He say, if we hear the words and we practice, then we are like the wise man who built a house upon the rock.
雨淋、水冲、风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为房子是在磐石上。
When the storm, the rain, the flood came, the house will not crumble because it's built upon the rock.
第三点，要成为得胜者，这边告诉我们要走一条道路，是至于死也不爱惜性命。
And thirdly, the way of the overcomer is that they do not love their life even to death.
主耶稣也告诉我们说，要凡若人要跟从我，要舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
The Lord's word is also the same, that if anyone wants to follow me, he should deny himself, carry his cross, and follow me.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为着我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
Because whoever wants to save his life, he will lose it. But whoever lost his life for my sake, he will receive it.
要胜过仇敌，要能够愿意来舍己。
If we want to overcome the enemy, we need to deny ourselves.
我上个月有一个机会到华盛顿 D.C. 去出差。
Last week I had the opportunity to go on.
Last
month I had the opportunity to go on a business trip in DC.
我下飞机以后呢，领了行李，我就走到外面要等计程车。
After getting my luggage, I was going out and waiting for taxi.
那天气很冷，那排队人很长。
It was very cold and the line was long.
那我前面有一个中年人，他就拿着箱子，他走在我前面，我就排在他的后面。
And in front of me is a middle-aged man.
那呀，那排了一会，过了一会，又一个中年的妇女来了以后呢，他就走到这个男士的前面，就排在他前面。
And after a while, a middle-aged woman came, and she just walked into the line right before this gentleman before me.
我想说他怎么插队哈。
So I was thinking, why is she cutting the line?
但因为我前面的男士他没有说什么话，所以我也就没说什么话。
But because the man before me did not say anything, so I didn't say anything either.
大概有二十几分钟到半个钟头哈，那这个男的呢看左边，这女的就看右边。
And for about 20 minutes while waiting in the line, when this man looked to the left, the woman will look to the right.
然后呢，一句话都不说。
And there are no words between them.
然后好不容易排到前面了，后来计程车到我们的时候呢，后来他们这两个人就上了一辆计程车就走了。
And when we come to the front of the line, the taxi came and the woman and the man went into the same taxi and they left.
我又恍然大悟，原来他们可能是夫妻。
Then I realized they are probably husband and wife.
那这种情形，我想我们都很熟悉哈。
I think we are somewhat familiar with this situation.
他们在一种情形叫冷战的情形。
They are probably in a situation where they are fighting with silence.
外面天气很冷哈，他们还要打冷战。
It was already cold outside, but yet there is a cold war going on between them.
笨不笨啊？
Isn't this foolish?
笨。
It's very foolish.
我不知道他们中间有什么天大的事情哈，以至于两个人不能讲话。
I don't know what's going on between them, cause them not to speak to each other.
我在想，那我呢？
Then I thought about what about me?
我上一次跟我姊妹冷战是什么时候呢？
When's the last time I had a cold war between me and my wife?
希望我们当中的弟兄姐妹每一个家庭。
I truly hope every brother or sister in our family.
我们知道我们信主以后不能热战了，对不对？不能热战。
Oh, we know that after we believe in the Lord, we cannot fight viciously, or
physically,
or physically.
但希望呢，我们也不要有冷战。
But I also hope we do not fight with silence.
我不晓得他们当中是什么理由。
I don't know what's the reasoning.
但我知道有一点原因，他们一定是这个原因。
But I know there is.One reason, and it's truly this reason.
他们两个人都不肯舍己。
None of them are willing to deny themselves.
没有一个人愿意道歉。
Neither of them are willing to apologize.
两个人都不肯死，最后两个人都死了。
Because neither of them are willing to die to themselves, so both of them are dead.
所以主耶稣说，凡要救自己的生命，必丧掉生命。
That's why the Lord Jesus says, if we want to save our lives, we will lose it.
愿主来呼召我们，来跟随他走一条十字架的路。
May the Lord call us and we'll respond to take on the way of the cross.
我们就先死吧，让主可以在我们里面活。
So that the Lord may be living in us.
那我刚才讲到夫妻的关系，那我们当中还有很多年轻人，那你说，那我要学什么呢？
So earlier I talked about the relationship in a marriage, but what aboutMany of you who are not married.
那我们知道主耶稣在十字架上是得胜了。
So what do we need to learn? We know that the Lord, he is victorious on the cross.
其实主耶稣在十字架上得胜以前，他已经在客西马尼先得胜了。
But actually, even before his victory on the cross, he already won the victory in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣在客西马尼里面祷告，就是不要照我的意思，乃是要照你的意思，照父神的意思。
The Lord's prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane is that not my will, but the will of the Father be done.
我们很多年轻人，其实我们年轻的时候也是这样哈，就是爸爸妈妈叫我们做的事呢，我们常常不愿意做。
The many young people, including ourselves, when we are young and our parents told us to do something, we do not want to do.
天冷的时候说要多穿一件衣服，我们就不想穿哈。然后父母叫我们早点睡的时候，我们就不想睡。
When the weather is cold, parents ask us to put on a coat, we refuse. Or when it's late in the night, they ask us to go to bed, but we do not do.
有一次我听见我们当中一个年轻人在跟他母亲打电话的时候。
But once I heard a phone conversation between a young man.
跟他母亲打。
With his mother.
他打电话就说 ,Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
And he keeps saying, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am.
哦、我在想说我们当中可能很多年轻人都是说父母跟他们讲话的时候就说嗯嗯、OK
But I have heard many other young believers when they talk to their parents their response is always OK
我们是不是可以把自己的想法放下来
Are we willing to put down our own ideas
抓住每个机会来顺服神
But grab hold of every opportunity to obey to God.
得胜者的呼召是对我们每一个人的。
God's calling for the overcomes is for every individual.
我们可以在个人的生活上要得胜。
In our individual life, we are to overcome.
在家庭生活上得胜。
In family life, it is also to overcome.
在教会生活上得胜。
And same apply to the church life.
感谢主，上个主日魏弟兄给我们有很多的很好的劝勉。
And I really thank the Lord that Last week, Brother Wei has given us much admonishment.
他要我们抓住机会。他说他已经85岁了。他何等盼望自己现在是58岁。
He truly encourages to grab hold of the opportunity. He is already 85, but yet he so much wish he is 58.
那我想我啊，包括在座很多人都还有机会。
So indeed, all of us who are sitting here, we have opportunity.
神是恩典的神。
God is the God of grace.
他呼召我们进入他的自己。
He called us to enter into himself.
他呼召我们与他一同负轭。
He called us to take his yoke.
他呼召我们进入他的家，在他家中侍奉。
And he called us to enter into his house to serve.
他要呼召我们每一个人作为得胜者。
He is also to call every one of us to become overcomer.
我们最后读一处圣经。
Let us read one more verse.
To conclude.
To conclude.
启示录十七章十四节。
Revelation 17:14.
启示录十七章十四节。
Revelation chapter 17 verse 14.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。同着羔羊的，就是蒙召被选有忠心的，也必得胜。我们感谢主，只有主是得胜的。
We thank the Lord because only our Lord is victorious.
我们若同着羔羊，我们就要得胜。
If we are with the Lamb, then we will also be victorious.
因为我们在这新的一年，我们知道我们是蒙召、被选、有忠心的人。
May this year we truly realize that we are the called, we are the chosen, and we also are the faithful.
我们来答应主的呼召。
And we'll respond to His calling.
请我们。